got a fun show for you today.
Yeah. Lots of characters coming in. Harry's going to be here. And we also have a lot of good recordings for you, too. Gary Van Slyke is going to be doing a nice traditional tune. We also have, well, Spike Jones. That's our theme, but we're going to play some more Spike Jones. Stan Freberg, something from his CD, The History of the United States, Volume 2. And I think we're going to start off with Ann Dotson. Sure, while we're waiting for Harry to show. I mentioned this is Steve Chorney. Did I mention that? Yes. I think that's a rule. You're supposed to mention who you are. Ann Dotson, Almost Grown is the name of the CD. And this one is Good Fish Chowder. Yeah, that's a good one.
Jerry Mulligan came to see me, dropped his hat in the chowder pot, put it on as he was leaving, said, "My word, it's getting hot."
Said, "My word, it's getting hot. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your top to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar, makes you hear the oceans roar.
Five fat shrimp behind each earlobe, four fat squid with 40 toes, six fat oysters, eight fat scallops, hanging from his hair and nose,
hanging from his hair and nose. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your top to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar, makes you hear the oceans roar.
He turned to me, leaving, said goodbye and he shook my hand. Just as a wave ran down his shirt sleeve, left me holding a ton of sand,
left me holding a ton of sand. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your top to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar, makes you hear the oceans roar.
Good clam chowder, good fish chowder, has anybody seen my shoe? Nancy dropped it in the chowder, but I was saving it for the stew.
I was saving it for the stew. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your top to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar, makes you hear the oceans roar. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your top to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar, makes you hear the oceans roar.
Ann Dotson sang that. That's on a CD called Almost Grown. She lives in Camden, Maine. This is her own CD. And that was based on a John Chardy poem.
Okay, well, Harry's here, on Knock on Wood. Yes, Steve, I'm here and I'm excited!
Why?
Because the new book that lists all the wildlife sanctuaries has finally come out. I thought we could go to one of them this weekend, Steve. You know, as a lark.
Are larks in wildlife sanctuaries?
Well, I don't know if they're wild enough. Let's see, there are three in this area alone. There's one downtown.
Mm-hmm.
There's one uptown.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one, let me look at this city here. And there's one at the radio station.
Hold, whoa, back up there. That's where we are.
Hey, look at that, Steve. It's the Knock on Wood studio at the radio station.
Well, let me see that book. Holy cow, our studio has been officially designated as a wildlife refuge. How did that happen?
Well, look around. Do you see any hunters?
No.
Any carnivores?
No.
Ta-da! What a perfect place to house wildlife! They'd be safe here!
They'd be safe in the news department, too! I don't see them being issued a wildlife designation over there!
You don't get it, Steve, do you? You put some laughing hyenas in the news department, or a loud parrot, while someone is reading the news, it could cause all kinds of confusion. The country of Swaziland has just declared war on the United States. And in the background is the hysterical laughing. It wouldn't do!
Well, what about us? Won't it cause havoc here?
Sure, but the difference is no one listens to this program.
So if a coyote starts baying, it won't make a fig of difference to the comedy routine. Is that what you're saying?
More or less. Or taking another tact, it can only improve the comedy routine. Not to mention the line of pet owners that are going to be traipsing through here any minute, wanting to give sanctuary to various animals.
Line of pet owners?
I told you not to mention it! Hello? Hello there, is this the Knock on Wood Wild Preserve?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to give sanctuary to my pet gerbil.
No can do, lady.
But this is a refuge, and my pet gerbil has been harassed constantly by the other gerbils in the neighborhood.
But he's not wild. Look at him in that cage there. He's just sitting there like a lump.
He's depressed. He can be quite rambunctious when he's in a playful mood. Poke him with a stick, see if he grabs at it. Why don't I leave him here with you? You'll see. He'll get perky as soon as those gerbil bullies leave him alone.
Well, I suppose you can put him over on that shelf there for a while.
Thank you so much! Thank you! I'll put him on the shelf, Steve. I'll tell you something, man. Lucky she brought him over in a cage. He looks ferocious.
No, he doesn't. This is not an example of wildlife. This is a wildlife ref... Oh, man.
Hello, is this the Knock on Wood Wildlife Sanctuary?
It is.
I've got a spotted owl I'd like to find a refuge for. Take a look at him.
Look, buddy, this is a wildlife sanctuary. There is nothing wild about that owl.
Oh, not now. He's hungover. But you should have seen him last night. He was at this party, swinging from a chandelier without clothes on, and singing at the top of his lungs.
What was he singing?
Oh, you know all the favorites. Who's kissing her now? Who do you love? Who am I?
So you give us your word that after a good night's sleep, that owl will act wild again.
I do.
Okay. Harry, put the owl over there on the shelf next to the gerbil.
Right, boss.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I don't know, man. We've been a wildlife sanctuary for a time now, and all we got is a scared gerbil and a worn-out owl.
Yeah, I know, Steve. Wild, isn't it?
Hello? Is this the Knock on Wood Wildlife Sanctuary?
Yes.
I have a shrimp here I'd like to donate to your preserve. He's in this aquarium.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Is he wild?
Are you kidding? Watch. I'll put this stick in the water and wave it around. Here, Shrimpy. That's his name, Shrimpy. Look at that. There, he's going after it. Look at that. Look at that. He just broke it in half.
Wow. That is one wild little shrimp.
Exactly. Can I leave him here with you?
Sure. Well, that's what we're looking for.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Steve, I'm going to try to pet him.
Harry, don't. You saw what he did to that stick? That's what he's going to do with your finger, and you've got a wooden finger.
I've dealt with a man-eating shrimp before.
You have? When have you seen a man-eating shrimp?
Last week, I was at a restaurant, and there over in the corner at a very nice table was this man eating shrimp.
The Erie Canal, traditional song about the gateway to the West. In 1825, it was called the Eighth Wonder of the World, where mules or horses would pull a flat-bottom boat through the Mohawk Valley. The waterway connected New York City with Chicago via the Great Lakes. Now, a couple words that you might not know about it is navigated, and that means driving a boat, and a lock, and that's where the boat goes up and down according to sea level.
Got an old mule, her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker, a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. We hauled some barges in our day, full of lumber, coal, and hay. Every inch of the way we know, from Albany down to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, cause for going through a town where you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal if you ever navigate it on the Erie Canal. I'd never part with Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. Get up, old mule, here comes the lock. We'll make Rome by 6 o'clock. Then turn around and back we go. Right back home to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, cause we're going through a town where you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal if you ever navigate it on the Erie Canal.
Gary Van Slyke singing with Amanda. All right, yeah, all kinds of nice traditional songs on that, and he does a nice job. I guess that was Amanda singing in the background. Oh, yeah, it's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. We found out a little earlier that the Knock on Wood studio has been designated as a wildlife sanctuary. Since we're in the book, people have been traipsing through here like nobody's business with all kinds of animals. We have a gerbil, an owl, a shrimp. We have to take them because, well, that's what a sanctuary does. It gives protection to wildlife. Though between you and me, these animals don't seem very wild. They're just sitting there, quietly. What have you done with yourself, Harry?
Well, I put on a park ranger outfit.
Seems like you're overdoing it a little bit, Harry.
We're a sanctuary! I'm wearing a park ranger outfit! From now on, I'll be known as Ranger Boy!
Oh, boy. All right.
Yes, hello. Is this the Knock on Wood Wildlife Refuge?
Yes, it is.
Ah, Ranger Boy, I have a wild possum I'd like to leave here for you.
Great, give him here.
No way, I'm putting my foot down. That is not a wild possum. Looks as tame as they come.
Okay, he's not wild, but he's irritated.
Look in the book. Look, here's the book. Did you see the irritated life sanctuary listed there? No. Did you see the cathartic life sanctuary there?
Uh-uh.
The depressed life sanctuary? No, you saw the wildlife sanctuary.
Poke him with a stick. Maybe he'll perk up.
I'll give it a try. Hand me that stick, Ranger Boy.
Don't hurt him.
No, now he just rolled over and he's... Well, he's playing possum.
Oh, great. What kind of wildlife preserve is this, anyway? These animals are supposed to be carrying on. There should be hoots and hollers, barks and bays. Wings should be fluttering and eyes rolling. Take your possum and get out of here.
I can't. He's dead.
He's not dead. He's just playing possum. Hey, come back here. Come back here. I can't believe it. She left without the possum.
Well, maybe we should round up a posse for the possum.
You mean a group of cowboys?
No, I mean a group of possums. Isn't posse plural for possum? One possum, two posse?
It's either that or a female possum. A male possum, a female posse.
Is there any relationship to postum?
Look, this isn't getting us anywhere. I think I'm going to try to have our names expunged from the Wildlife Sanctuary Index.
You mean we won't be a wildlife refuge anymore?
That's right.
But then I can't be called Ranger Boy. I always wanted to be Ranger Boy. My dreams have finally been fulfilled, and you're going to rip them from me.
Oh, you'll always be Ranger Boy to me.
If I could only believe that.
Now, we need some reason why our license should be revoked. Think, man, think!
All right, play a recording and I'll think.
Thank you, Ranger Boy.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Hey, you over there. What key are you playing in?
A.
And you, what key are you playing in?
A.
And what key are you playing in?
A.
Since when do we all play in the same key?
I've got the chicken pox, I've got the chicken pox, I've got the chicken pox. I'm at home cause I've got the chicken pox. They're all over me. I don't like them cause they bubble up and itch a lot. Bubble up and itch a lot, bubble up and itch a lot. I don't like them cause they bubble up and itch a lot. They're all over me. Does this mean that I'll grow feathers? I'll grow feathers, I'll grow feathers. Does this mean that I'll grow feathers? They'll be all over me. What would happen if I got the turkey pox? I got the turkey pox, got the turkey pox. What would happen if I got the turkey pox? They'd be all over me. I'd walk around the house and wobble and gobble, wobble and gobble, wobble and gobble. Walk around the house and wobble and gobble, they'd be all over me. Cause I'm at home, cause I've got the chicken pox, I've got the chicken pox, I've got the chicken pox. I'm at home cause I've got the chicken pox, they're all over me.
Uncle Danny, the Music Bus is the name of that. It's a self-made CD. Man, it's great. Great time to be doing children's radio show. You know, 20, 30 years ago, that people didn't put out their own CDs. If you're going to play children's music, you had to play, you know, Walt Disney or, you know, just only the big names. Now everybody's performing, puts out a CD, and they send it to me, and I get to share it with you, so that's fun. That's fun. And this is one of them. Uncle Danny, Danny Quinn, the Music Bus is the name of it. Before that, we heard Spike Jones and his City Slickers. This is Knock Owen, and I'm Steve Charney. Well, if you tuned in late, I'll tell you what's going on. We've been designated as a wildlife refuge, but it's been a dismal failure. None of the animals that have been brought to us have been wild. They don't say anything. They just sit on the shelves. They're quite quiet. Sure, the owner of the spotted owl said he was acting wild last night at a party, swinging from a chandelier and singing at the top of his lungs. But look at him now. Look at him now. It's easy for us. It's great. I don't have to put on any more sound effects of owls and shrimp and anything else that might make a sound here. Gerbil. What does a gerbil sound like? I don't even think I have a sound effect of a gerbil. It's kind of quiet here. It's nice. But it is a wildlife sanctuary, and it shouldn't be quiet here. If I didn't know better, I'd say that owl was hungover.
How do you get hungover on soda?
I mean, he's literally hungover. He's hanging upside down on his perch. The gerbil is perking up a little now that he's not being bullied by other neighborhood gerbils, but I wouldn't call that wild. The shrimp is wild, I have to admit. But after all, he's just a shrimp. And the possum is still playing possum. Harry, I don't know. I think springing for that park ranger outfit was a little premature.
Well, I'm premature.
No, you're immature. There's a difference.
And you're manure?
Mature.
Because I'm tight.
Thank you, Ranger Boy.
I like to be called Ranger Boy. Can you call me Ranger Boy after the skit is over, Steve?
No.
Why not?
Because people look at me funny as it is. I don't want to give them any more cause for thinking I'm more of a goofball than I am.
You're not a goofball. You're just premature.
Immature.
Because I'm tight.
Stop it.
Okay.
I need some loophole so our wildlife designation is taken away and all these animal owners can come back and pick up their pets. Well, what do you think?
Well, I've been doing some careful thinking on this, and, well, I've come up with a solution.
Do tell.
There is no way this studio should be a wildlife sanctuary.
Why not?
Because there is an animal so ferocious, so dangerous, so carnivorous in this studio that all these other animals are in mortal danger.
You're kidding. Why wasn't I notified? Should I get a chair and a whip? Finally, we've gotten some wildlife in the sanctuary. Where is it? I don't see it. Where is he? Where is he?
You, man! You!
Who?
You!
Me?
You are a member of the human race. Now, that's a ferocious species, boy. No other animal's safe around you.
But I wouldn't hurt a fly.
What did you have for breakfast?
Flies.
I'm serious. What did you have for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs.
Okay, there we go. What did you have for lunch?
A bologna sandwich.
What are you gonna have for dinner?
Turkey.
Case closed! You, sir, are a menace to this animal community!
You're right. Who knows what I'm capable of? I'll get a little hungry, and before you know it, I'll be making myself a possum burger. As it is, I've been eyeing that shrimp ever since he came in. If he wasn't so wild, I might take a gander.
You eat geese, too?
Call the Wildlife Sanctuary Preserve. Tell them to revoke our license.
See? You even called it a preserve. And what do you do with preserves? You spread them on toast. I'm telling you, man, these animals are in danger. This is no sanctuary.
You're right. But what'll we do?
We can get rid of all the animals, and we'll change it into a wild strawberry preserve.
June 25th, 1876. After the Civil War, General Robert E. Lee became the president of a university, and General Ulysses S. Grant became the 18th president of the United States. But for some generals, the call of private industry was irresistible. We join General George Custer and his wife at their frozen Custer stand.
May I say one thing?
Yes?
Why couldn't you have just retired like the other Civil War generals?
Well...
Why do you have to go into the frozen Custer business?
Listen, this time I have really got the right location.
Yeah, that's what you said last time. What's the name of this burg again?
Little Bighorn.
Yeah, well, I don't see much foot traffic going by.
That's because they're all on horses.
Well, where are the horses then? You and your frozen Custer stand.
Will you just leave it to me? Any moment now, people are going to try a little frozen Custer. Believe me, the Indians are going to give us the business.
That remains to be seen.
Well, I promise you one thing. Win, lose, or draw.
Yeah?
This is definitely my last stand.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Stan Freeberg is not above telling a corny joke. Custer's last dinner. I remember as a kid, I went to the beach. There was a custard stand, and they called it Custard's Last Stand. That always impressed me. But then again, I was only about 8 or 9. Stan Freeberg presents the United States of America, Volume 2, or he did Volume 1, which some people consider one of the great comedy albums of all time. I certainly do. And we always looked for Volume 2. Where's Volume 2, man? If he put out a Volume 1, he had to put out a Volume 2. Turned out he never did, to everyone's disappointment. But finally he got it. Rhino Records got him to do it. And that's where you can find it. Actually, it's a 2-CD set now, Volume 1 and Volume 2, both on Rhino Records. It's a lot of fun. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. We're winding down here. Our license has been revoked. We are no longer a wildlife preserve. And if you're tuning in late, I am not going to go through the whole thing of what's happened here. But, well, I realize I'm just too dangerous an animal to be running a wildlife sanctuary. For instance, humans think sharks are dangerous. Well, sharks have much more reason to fear humans than vice versa. We kill thousands of sharks every year. The amount of humans that are killed by sharks you can count on one hand.
If you still have that hand after a shark gets through with you.
Don't get me started on cows, pigs, and chickens. And I'm as guilty as any other meat eater, but, well, I think we can handle being a wild strawberry preserve. Right, Ranger Boy?
Sure. Thank you for still calling me Ranger Boy.
No problem.
Strawberries like to be eaten. It spreads their seeds so they can repollinate. Hand me that jam, will you?
There you go.
I love wild strawberries. Just spread it on the bread here. Yes. Now, this is more like it, Steve. Wild strawberry preserve instead of an animal preserve.
Right.
Okay. Take a bite. Ow! 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 Ow!
What? What? What?
Ah! Oh! That strawberry just bit me!
Well, what do you expect? It's wild.
Oh, man, and you thought that Stan Freeberg joke was corny?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we're done. Oh, man, I hate when this happens.
What?
We finished the sketch, we finished the script, and there's still 30 seconds left on the show. This is too short to play a recording.
Well, have you ever thought of ad-libbing, Steve? Improv?
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, okay. So go ahead, do it.
Well, I can't think of anything to say. I had it going, and then you kind of stepped in there and blew the whole thing.
But you're still doing it now. You're not reading from a script now. We're killing the last 30 seconds of the program.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep saying it, Steve. We'll run over into the next program.
No, we're not. We're playing the theme song right now. Hit the button there.
Okay.
WTXC.org. Click on our archives and click on the knock on wood. You can listen to previous audio programs.